Azira village may seem calm, but it's at the center of a heated dispute between Sudan and Ethiopia. For more than a century, both countries have fought for its surrounding border area, Al-Fashaga, a rich and fertile region of about 250 square kilometers. Al Jazeera has gained rare access to the village, where the latest rise in violence has emerged. Sudan says 7 of its soldiers and 1 civilian were recently kidnapped by Ethiopian forces, their bodies left mutilated.
One of the villagers was a family member. It's not uncommon for our Ethiopian neighbors to kidnap or kill us for ransom. They demand huge sums of money. We are forced to either pay or be killed.
The Ethiopian government denies the accusations. It says a local rebel group is responsible and has promised to investigate the attack. Sudan says there's no time to waste and is sending military reinforcements to the area.
Our armed forces must respond to this assault. One of our duties is to protect our citizens, homeland, and property. It is our duty to safeguard the international borderlines of Sudan.
The Al-Fashaga region lies within Sudan's international boundaries, but Ethiopians have long settled in the area and cultivated its land. Behind these Sudanese mountains, Ethiopian forces are reportedly on high alert, especially after the Sudanese army recaptured vast areas of farming land, which were controlled by Ethiopia for decades. Now the threat of violence has made it difficult to farm the nearby lands.
We are gripped with fear. We are suffering. The cost of living is soaring, and women are forced to take other low-paying jobs. We no longer enjoy the dignified life we had in the past.
The tension isn't new, but it is escalating, partly fueled by border disputes and also the construction of Ethiopia's hydroelectric dam on the Blue Nile, which Sudan fears will compromise its water supply. And now, the killing of soldiers has renewed their mutual mistrust. Katia Lopez-Odoyan, Al Jazeera.